Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is week four. That means it's time to talk about some wide receiver rankings. It's kind of been the best position so far in fantasy football right now because running backs has been absolutely doo-doo. So let's go ahead and get right into it, shall we? Welcome back in. Welcome back in. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. Our wide receiver one rankings for this week are Cooper Kupp at number one, not surprising. Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Pittman, Jalen Waddle, Mike Evans, and Deebo Samuel. So one thing I did want to hit on really quickly before we move over to the wide receiver twos is Justin Jefferson. I know some people are going to be a little panicky, a little worried because the last 2 weeks, he really hasn't produced the way we want to see him. However, I will say he is in for a big bounce back spot. He has been elite against zone coverage, and New Orleans has shifted and they play a ton of zone. And Justin Jefferson, I think, is going to absolutely eat this week against the Saints. So I think you can expect for a big bounce back spot for him. And in your league, if you don't have Justin Jefferson, I would be sending out some offers for Justin Jefferson. Not that you're going to be able to steal him from somebody, but I definitely think you can get him cheaper than what he would have been after week one. So this is the perfect time to strike for somebody like Justin Jefferson while he's had a kind of two down performances. So that being said, let's go ahead and jump over to our wide receiver twos. And that is Cortland Sutton, T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Williams, Gabe Davis, Drake London, Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, Marquise Brown, DK Metcalf, and Amari Cooper. So, Cody, why don't you go ahead and hit us up with some of those wide receiver two goodness?
Yeah, I just want to say really quickly on the Justin Jefferson thing, especially if whoever has him in your league is struggling. You know, say they have one win, winless, then that is absolutely your time to strike. So keep that in mind. And, you know, if you think like it's not even worth it, they're not going to give him up. If they're panicking, maybe you can get them at a 10% discount. But the guy I want to talk about is going to be Gabe Davis. I think he is in for a bounce back week. It was disappointing last week. It was a disappointing game just in general. You know, all the hype that we were getting on it, we thought we were going to have this shootout. The numbers were there for Davis. He ran a route on 98% of the dropbacks, and he actually had a touchdown catch that was broken up at the last second, or we'd be looking at his day completely differently. You know, the Ravens are actually giving up the most PPR points per game to wide receivers. Obviously, that might be a little stretched out from the Tua game a couple weeks ago, but they also have given up the third most net yards gained per pass attempt. So I'm going right back to him as a rock solid wide receiver too.
Yeah, I'm going to go and kick things off. And let's talk about Drake London, who continues to be a very viable fantasy option so far this year. Has scored double-digit fantasy points every single week. Has been a top 36 wide receiver. He was a top 10 wide receiver in week two against the Rams. But right now, you know, in this matchup that they're going to get this week, I think the good times are going to continue to roll for Drake London. Obviously, we talked about this a lot already, but there's just not a lot of other targets there. Now, it was good to see Kyle Pitts bounce back as well. And so the buying opportunity is probably closed there. But we still saw Kyle Pitts last week, 3 catches, 54 yards and a touchdown. He's going to be heavily involved inside the red zone. And, you know, this week against Cleveland, they're probably going to be able to push the pace a little bit more against them and probably make them, you know, open this offense up a little bit more. That was a pretty close game last week against Seattle. And so I think they're going to be looking to throw the ball a little bit more for Drake London. So as of right now, for me, Drake London is kind of a borderline wide receiver two every single week, unless it's just a terrible matchup for them. So I absolutely love Drake London. We've really seen a lot of the rookie wide receivers so far this year really have a good start. So things you love to see. And then I want to talk about Deontay Johnson, who I feel like people just hate Deontay Johnson. And one, I get it. He plays for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's offense has been terrible, right? But the thing that we love to see so far with Deontay Johnson is the targets have been there, just like they were last year. There was some concern that they weren't going to be able to, you know, support him like they were before, but He's seen double-digit targets every single week so far this season. He has a ridiculous 32% target share in this offense, which is fifth most among all wide receivers. He is at 99% route participation, which is 11th most among all wide receivers. Now, while he's only averaging 14.2 fantasy points per game, he actually has a 17.3 expected fantasy points per game. So that can tell you that some positive regression is coming his way. He should be actually better than what he's been. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet, but I think those are going to come as well. So I really like Deontay Johnson. I think he is a solid wide receiver too every single week. And if this offense can ever figure it out, I don't know if it will. Maybe they go to Kenny Pickett. I don't know. I know the fans in Pittsburgh are really wanting to see Kenny Pickett, tired of seeing Mitchell Trubisky. But Deontay Johnson just continues to get peppered with targets. So with that being said, I think he's a pretty strong wide receiver too every single week because of this ridiculous target share that he's seeing. So let's go ahead and jump over to the wide receiver threes. Devonta Smith against Jacksonville, who the Slim Reaper has absolutely crushed the last couple of weeks. Then you have Terry McLaurin, Brandon Cooks, DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, Rashad Bateman, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Lockett, Romeo Doubs, love to see it, and Juju Smith-Schuster. So, Cody, wide receiver threes, let us have them.
Yeah, this one is slightly cheating a little bit because he's right on that wide receiver 2-3 fringe for me, but it is Terry McLaurin. And we finally saw some glimpses of the TMC we've all come to know and love last week, going 6 for 102 on 9 targets. On the year, McLaurin is 7th in air yards, 6th in average depth of target, and 4th in yards per reception. We know this Dallas defense can be feast or famine. You know, Trevon Diggs can get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. So I do like TMC here in this spot. All it really takes with him, if he can find the end zone, you know, one of these games, that can really flip his week. So Terry McLaurin as a wide receiver 3 is someone I really like this week.
So I'm going to go ahead and start things off here with my guys. And that is, first off, we're going to talk about Chris Olave. I mean, just love to see it. I mean, somebody I was really high on all offseason. Post-draft, actually. I was really high on him. But so far this year, he is averaging 14.6 fantasy points per game. They get to play Minnesota. We've talked about this game a ton so far in all our shows. And I think that Chris Olave can absolutely torch this Minnesota Vikings secondary. He has seen 26 targets over the past 2 weeks. He has 26.4% target share in this offense. And so he's top 20 in yards per route run. There's a lot to like here with Chris Olave. And, you know, right now he has 0 touchdowns on the year. That is going to change here soon, especially if Michael Thomas were to happen to miss this week. He got a little bit banged up last week. We'll see if he's able to play this week. But I think they hit one deep this week and he finds the end zone. Love Chris Olave this week, coming off a top 6 week last week. I want to talk about, lastly, Brandon Ayuk here as my wide receiver 3. Really like him this week. He hasn't had a monster performance at all so far to start the season. But as we've talked about with Brandon Ayuk, I think now with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, it's only going to help him. Obviously, the offense hasn't looked great. It was a snooze fest on Sunday Night Football against the Broncos, 11-10 score. But he did score a touchdown in that game. He is seeing a 24% target share in this offense. And he's also a 36.7% market share of the air yards. He kind of looks like the wide receiver 1. Obviously, they're using Deebo Samuel in a lot of different ways. But in terms of targets, he is absolutely, looks like the man here in this wide receiver room. Obviously, you know, the running back carries and all that stuff is helping Deebo Samuel. But Brandon Ayuk looks like the favorite target for Jimmy Garoppolo. So, again, I think there's better days coming for him in terms of overall production. And I'm ready to buy in. So I like this matchup against the Rams. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot in this game. And so, you know, a division rival game, Monday Night Football. So really like this Brandon Ayuk this week as a borderline top 24 wide receiver this week for me. So before we wrap this thing up, Cody, why don't you hit us with some wide receiver 4 or higher that you like this week?
Yeah, let's talk about someone I definitely was not expecting to talk about, especially this early in the season, and that is Zay Jones. If you hear this and you think I'm just, you know, chasing points, you haven't been paying attention. Zay Jones actually has double-digit PPR points in 2 out of 3 weeks this season and has at least 9 targets in both of those games, had 11 targets last week. The Jags are 6.5-point underdogs in an away matchup against Philly, should be trailing again. On the year, Zay Jones has a respectable 22% target share, ranks him 30th among wide receivers. He's actually 6th in red zone targets as well, 15th in yards after catch. So there's definitely some stuff to like here if you need, you know, that wide receiver four flex level play. Maybe you're in a league where you start three wide receivers or it's a deeper format. I think you can look to Zay Jones again in week four.
Wrap things up. I'm going to talk about Romeo Doubs, who I actually have as a top 36 wide receiver this week. And, you know, I think he might be the wide receiver one on this team right now. Yes, I think Alan Lazard is certainly there, but with all the injuries they have to this offense, pour one out. Sammy Watkins already on IR, not surprising. And then you have Christian Watson, who's also dealing with his own injury. Romeo Doubs was a guy. Yep. See, I mean, he's just never going to let go. Maybe one day, probably not going to happen. But Romeo Doubs, even through preseason, was a player who had a lot of hype, was what produced, looked really, really good, was praised almost every day at training camp. It seemed like something was coming out about Romeo Doubs. And, you know, it took a couple of weeks, but he finally put it all together. Had eight targets this past week against the Buccaneers. Eight catches, 73 yards and a touchdown for 21.3 PPR points. He's going to be one of the highest added waiver options this week as well. And this is a matchup against the Patriots that in years past you would have had concerns with, but I am not concerned with this Patriots defense. They are not the defense that they used to be. And so I really like this. I really like Romeo Doubs this week. I think he's a wide receiver three this week that you can count on. And so if you got him, congratulations, because I think rest of season, he really could be that guy. Could end up being somebody that we're elevated to, like maybe even a mid-level wide receiver too by the end of the year. So really like Romeo Doubs. That being said, appreciate everybody checking out the video. Hit that like and subscribe button. Be sure to hit that Discord in the link in the description below. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.